This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, I mean, pitch six innings and you have five really good innings. But having one inning like that for myself, you know, I'm not easy on myself. So for me, I'm going to look at that inning and, you know, to have five innings that were really good like they were, and to have one inning like that where, you know, essentially makes it a different game, something I got to look at and get consistent with what those other five innings look like.
It's Cade Povich after the game talking about the one bad inning. Let's talk good news first. He went six innings, only gave up six hits, no walks, four strikeouts. But that one inning was really bad. Yeah. And it started with something that's a bugaboo for, it seems like, every Orioles pitcher. They can't get the 8 and 9 guys out. Like, he gets the first, the seventh hitter to pop out, foul out. Then he gets ahead of both Larnach and Castro and gives them basic meatballs they hit for base hits. And then the whole thing goes sideways.
Yeah. Look, there's a lot of grading on a curve going on with this baseball team. So this is a kid who actually merits it. I'm sure that was emotional for him facing the team that drafted him, team he spent the first couple of years of his career with. He knows how bad the Orioles suck right now. You think Cade Povich thought he was going to get a whole lot of run support last night against Pablo Lopez? How do you think he felt when he took the mound?
A righty, Jason.
How do you? It doesn't matter.
There's a righty.
They've got a 601 OPS on the road as a team. 285 on base. For you, 209 batting average.
Well, that's a big deal.
As a team.
That's a big deal.
For you.
But after watching,
manager wants to take up for his bats because he knows he's trying to save his job, and the GM's got his ass on the line with all these alleged great, talented hitters he drafted.
Yeah.
So he's going to take up for them. But, like, how do you think Cade Povich felt watching the first inning, swinging, strikeout? You think he thought they were going to get a whole lot off Pablo Lopez last night? He starts the game well. He has good command. He does have a terrible inning, really undone. I'd say there's four pitches he'd probably really want back, maybe three.
And one of them was a great catch by Mullins at the wall.
Yes. But there's a lot of people trying to spin 2 1/3, balls tattooed all over the place by Charlie Morton as a step in the right direction. There's people trying to, you know, Kyle Gibson, 37 years old, a 15-year major leaguer or whatever, trying to pretend like that slop the other day was major league caliber.
It wasn't?
No. This kid is battling. This kid is maturing. You have to be willing, especially when they've gotten. There ain't nothing coming. Maybe McDermott eventually.
What about this 26-year-old Cuban kid they signed today, Jason?
Yeah.
He's as old as Heston Kerstad.
They need to show some grace to Cade Povich, Slim Povich, and accentuate the positives. The kid did get 10 swing and miss. The kid did go six innings. I was way more impressed than not.
It was one of the more bizarre starts that you will see, right? Because he was really, really good in five of the six innings, but he still gave up five earned runs. He faced the minimum in five of the six innings and then got shelled in that one inning. But that's sort of what is missing with Cade Povich right now, is kind of that consistency where, looking at the glass half full, the good... It looked like the bullpen was going to have to pitch a heck of a lot of that game after that third inning. For him to complete six was a big deal.
By the way, another great night for Cino Perez.
Dude, awesome. It's a joke. Yeah, what are we doing with that, by the way? But that being said, with Povich, looking at the season as a whole, he's only completed five innings, three of the seven starts, that last night being one of them, obviously, and some areas that are a little troubling for me. Runners in scoring position, 887 OPS. Runners in scoring position with two outs, 978 OPS. So that's just getting through the inning, getting out of that trouble, pitching around that trouble. And also, guys, righties are hammering him.
Yeah.
928 OPS. Lefties are doing nothing against him. So I'm with you, Jason. I am not looking to take Cade Povich out of the starting, and nor you don't have any options either. So I'm having him in well over Gibson, all those older guys. But you're still searching for that consistency with Povich.
So Grady on a curve. His five innings that were good were damn good.
Really good.
That bad inning though, and it's layered. The 8-9 hitters getting on, and Ty France hits that ball to the wall at center field. Cedric makes a great catch. He's got an opportunity to get out of that inning, only giving up three, and then he gives the absolute moonshot up to Carlos Correa. So like he put more on himself. Like he's given that gift that Mullins gave him, and he still can't get out of it without giving up two more. But the other five innings, he was excellent.
Well, look, seven home runs in 35 innings pitch. You give up a home run every five innings, you're giving up two home runs a game, basically. That's above and beyond everything else. I think that's what he's got to try to keep the ball in the yard a little more. His velo is what it is. I think he's learning how to pitch. He's learning how to trust his stuff more and more. He's on a team that can't hit. He's on a team that can't field. He's on a team that can't string three wins together. No. That's a fact.
Nope, they have not.
So I think you have to factor all that in as well. It's not perfect, but if there shouldn't be a single person in that warehouse even thinking about doing anything else other than sending this kid out every 5 days and letting him battle and figuring out more of what they got. I mean, again, we're talking about, you know, he's made 23 career starts.
Hopefully
by the end of this year, he's made 40-something, and we have a better referendum on where he stands as a major league starter. Because I got news for you. This year, it ain't nothing meaningful happening for the Baltimore Orioles from a standings or playoffs standpoint this year. It ain't happening. Believe it or not, we're back to 2019, figuring out who belongs and who doesn't belong. That's where we are.
Life comes at you fast. Hey, Orioles and Twins, game two of the three-game series tonight at 7:40. Bone and Ryan Ripken, Baltimore baseball tonight at 6. But coming up next, purple rain in the forecast. And by the way, at 2:45, we want to take your calls on this subject, 410-583-1057. We can talk a little Orioles as well. But next, purple rain, and in light of the way the Ravens have handled this whole Justin Tucker situation, the statement they released, and frankly, how long it took for them to come to this decision, simple question, have you lost respect for the Ravens? We'll discuss next here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.